Okay, so I got some new batteries in here. Just to make sure that, you know, that might help. To keep it a little crispy, okay? Nice and crispy. But anyways, I wanted to share that one with you all. Share that little Halloween special with you all. Yeah, we almost had it. We're really, really close. We're almost there. I think we're almost there. We're getting there, okay? But we're not quite there yet, but we're getting there, okay? But anyways, let's move on to number two. I'm going to introduce a new character right now. Check this out, okay? So, was it last week? Yeah, I think it was last week. Well, it might have been last week or the week before anyways. So, I roll into this, this small little mini shopping plaza. I think there was only maybe two or three businesses in this little mini plaza, you know. The parking spots were very, very tight, you know, very compact, okay. So I figure, you know, one of the businesses in this little mini plaza, you know, happens to be a market, you know, that, you know, I frequent just about weekly. But anyways, I just wanted to pick up a few items really quick so I don't have to do them, later on. But I did realize that, it was, traffic could be a little hectic right now because, it's rush hour and stuff like that, right? But I figure if I just roll in and, if I could find a spot, on the, in one take, then I'll just run in and get something really quick, right? So anyways, when I get there, sure enough, the entire parking lot was, full. But I saw two people getting ready to leave. So I said, oh, okay, I'll stick around. I'll wait. Anyways, so you know how sometimes people have their, reverse lights on, they're getting ready to leave. So I'm thinking, okay, this person's getting ready to leave. So anyways, I don't know who's in that car, but, this person's getting ready to leave. So I'm waiting, okay. I'm the first in line to take that spot, okay. So I'm waiting, okay. And, I'm waiting, and all of a sudden, well, initially, there was nobody, there was just, the parking lot was full, with maybe me and maybe a few other cars, waiting. But then all of a sudden, that parking lot got really full, there was cars lining up on the outside, outside the streets and stuff like that, right? So it was getting, pretty hectic, and it was getting really busy and stuff like that, right? And so I'm waiting for this car to back out and get out, and, this car's not moving. Still got the reverse lights on, okay? But anyways, finally, I think after a few minutes, this car decides to, finally starts moving, okay? Backs out a little bit, and for some odd reason, pulls up again, goes forward, and parked back in there. And this individual kept doing it back and forth. I thought this individual had it the first time, but I guess from his or her angle, it just didn't, it didn't seem right, right? And so this individual kept going back and forth. And then all of a sudden, all the cars, they were honking and stuff like that. I wasn't honking, I was just waiting, like you had it the first time, okay, and waiting. But I think this individual must have backed in and out, maybe like four or five times, right? So the cars, cars behind me, to my left, to my right, in front of me, they got a little impatient, and they started honking the horns and stuff like that. And so I said, should I just leave? But I couldn't leave because, the cars in front of me were blocking me, okay? But anyways, finally, after like four or five tries, this individual finally made it through. And with all the horns honking, turns around, and guess what kind of signal this individual pooped at me? That's right. This individual handed me the middle finger. That's right, handed me the middle finger. And guess what was my reaction to that? That's right, I just laughed. That's right, I just laughed. I couldn't help it but laugh. Why? Because, one, I wasn't the one honking at you. It was a little lady, by the way, a little lady. okay, which I'm going to give a name to right now. This is a new character, okay? Anyways, so this little lady, you know, turns around. Before that, I didn't know who it was. I didn't know who was in that car, you know, backing up and pulling forward, backing up and pulling forward, trying to get her, you know, the right angle to get out. When I thought the first time, you know, she had it the first time, okay? But anyways, so she finally gets out of that parking space, and, you know, as she's getting ready to leave, she turns to me, and she gives me the middle finger. She gives me the middle finger. And I just laughed because I wasn't the one honking at you. It was everybody else. You know, it was everybody else that was honking at you. I was actually rooting for you to get out of that space nice and safely, okay? And so the reason why I bring up this example is I wanted to share this example with you all was because it so suddenly reminded me of how quick and fast and swift little instructor's four-letter word came out, right? It just really, it reminded me of how little instructor's four-letter word, hang on one second here. Anyways, it reminded me of little instructor, right? And how fast little instructor said that word, okay? And so, but anyways, I was trying to figure out which one's nicer, you know? Little instructor verbally saying that four-letter word, or this signal from this little lady, who I'm going to call now Lil Mitty, okay? We're going to call this character Lil Mitty, okay, for handing me that middle finger, okay? Hang on one second. Okay, so we got Lil Instructor and Lil Mitty, okay? Lil Instructor and Lil Mitty, okay? We got Lil Instructor and Lil Mitty, okay? Lil Instructor, you know, verbally said that four-letter word, but, you know, Lil Mitty handed me that middle finger, okay? Now, I still haven't figured out, like I said, it just reminded me of Lil Instructor once again. By the way, if those of you who are, you know, might be just chiming in right now and you don't know who Lil Instructor is, Lil Instructor is an instructor that, you know, that teaches people how to play dumb, okay, or teaches people how to act. Same thing, right? We've all agreed that playing dumb and acting is the same, it's synonymous, okay? So hang on one second here. But anyways, I was trying to figure out, like, which one's nicer, which delivery was nicer, because Lil Instructor saying that four-letter word, that was a five-star delivery. I mean, like I said, once again, the lighting was beautiful-licious, you know, the sound was vibraciously licious, and the delivery was on point. So I give Lil Instructor's delivery of, you know, a 5-star for sure. Now, Lil Mitty over here handing me a middle finger, it's kind of expected. So, you know, in a situation like that, you know, with all the horns honking at you and stuff like that, and, you know, you're trying to get out of that space. Who knows? Maybe Lil Mitty was, you know, had something coordinated with another buddy of hers to take over that space, and she was just buying time for her buddy or something like that. I don't know. But anyways, like I said, I don't know which one's nicer. But since Lil Mitty's situation, I think it's a little more. Not that it's, you know, I guess in a situation like this. I think we've all sort of seen that happen where, you know, somebody might lose their cool a little bit. Now, so I'll give Lil Mitty's delivery, a 3-star. How about that? I'll give it a 3-star because I was surprised. You flipped me off. You flipped me off. But let's say if Lil Mitty put the car on parked and started flipping off everybody else, throwing the middle finger at everybody else, then I'd probably give it a 5-star for sure, okay? But anyways, now, going back to Lil Instructor, because this all just reminded me of Lil Instructor, I still haven't figured out, Leo Instructor, what got you going so nicely that day, okay? I don't know what got you going. Now, Leo Instructor, if for some, you know, if for some reason, you know, what you meant by that, you know, four-letter word is that, is that you want to get jiggy, you ought to get jiggy, jiggy, liggy, figgy with it, then I don't see what the big deal is, okay? Assuming we have these check marks in place, okay? Assuming you're free, you got no strings, or you got no string or strings attached, okay? You're a woman, okay? A lady, female, okay? You got nothing tricky going on, okay? That I need to know about ahead of time, okay? Assuming those check marks are in place, okay? And what you meant by that four-letter word is that you want to get jiggy with it. I don't see what the big deal is. It's never too late, okay, little instructor? Just go ahead and find a, you know, find a day, find a time, you know, and a place, and let's just go ahead and get jiggy with it, okay? I'm free. You know, I got no string attached, okay? Well, maybe, how about this? Maybe you and little Mitty can get together, and we'll have a, you know, a two-for-one special or something like that. How about that? A two-for-one special, like a, maybe like a costume party or something like that, okay? But like I said, it's never too late, little instructor, okay? Because I still haven't figured out what got you going so nicely that day, okay? Because that thing was swift. Woo, that was swift. Hang on one second. Ooh, we're pushing 12 minutes here. Well, hang on one second. I think I need to take a quick little break here before I finish it up. But like I said, little instructor, maybe, you know, that might be a good idea, okay? I know it's Halloween and everything, but as long as you got nothing tricky going on that I need to know ahead of time, okay? Maybe you and little Mitty can get together right there, and we'll have like a little costume party or something, like a two-for-one special or something like that, okay? But anyways, hang on one second here.